And welcome to the third episode of the Pixel Shadow, where today we are not going to be doing anything with this basic house you can see here. It's really great. We're going to continue working on this, but today we're going to teach you how to go on a public server instead. I also want to give a big shout out to Dennis Kelly, who is one of my fans and enjoys my video. Thank you to anyone else who have been watching my videos and subscribing. You can subscribe to my channel and follow me on Twitter by using the hashtag ThePixelShadow. So right now we're going to go to Vanessa E's Creative Building Server. So press exit to menu. And instead of going to server, which I'm on right now, you click on client. It'll ask you for the address / port, which is how you connect to the server. But also, you can go to the public server list to find other servers you might enjoy. So it'll just quickly load. Let's wait for that. While it's loading, I'll quickly do the address and ports. For Vanessa E's Creative Building Server, daconcepts.com is the port, and then 30008 is the port. So quickly log in. Loading. It's just loading here. I'm almost in. And here I am. I've built a lot on this server. You can join the server too, and sometimes you could see me around. So I have this little village. It's just generating worlds. I want to. If there aren't any other people connected, I can quickly sleep so that I can get rid of the night so that you guys can see the screen better. So I'll quickly go into one of the houses that have a bed. Here's one. I know there's a bed in here. And this server is creative, which is another mode to mind test, which means that you can build anything you want with any blocks that is in the game. So you can build all this just by going into the creative inventory by pressing I. You will get this selection that you can flip through to find these. And also Vanessa E has a bunch of different servers, and you can find them in the server list. And the chat is all connected, so it'll say who in the chat who's saying it and what server they're on. And so I'm going to invite some people to come onto the video quick. So, guys, I'm recording so you can head over to this server and get in the screen shot. So if anyone can join, they can see you and they can see your creations. And this is another person's creation. And pretty much everything in this crater is mine, because this is going to be a city. It's not quite completed. And this server has a mod called the areas mod, which means you can protect your things with command. See, in this corner, the bottom left corner, I believe, it says the area. See, areas new stat city hospital. So I've protected that. This means no one else can break it unless you add someone with another command, which in future episodes, possibly today, I can add, show you how to use the commands. So, in this episode, I'm kind of just going to show you around in my village. So when you guys spawn in, you will be put in the spawn. So I'm going to press slash spawn to go to the spawn, get out of fly mode or anything, clear my hand so that you guys can see, and I am going to walk towards my house so that you guys know which direction to go. So this way, it's called South Street, owned by Vanessa E., and you will see these buildings around. So this is how you're going to get to my village, which is going to be a city, but it's not completed yet. So let's get fast move on so that it doesn't take forever. Keep going. And you can extend your own roads to go to your homes, which is what I've done. So this is the long, long trip. So where I press slash spawn, where I went teleported to, that's where you guys are going to spawn when you first join the server. So right about, where is it? Right here is where me and my friends, Yamlet and Violet and other friends on this server, Gary White, have helped build this road. You'll see in the corner, South Street, Yamlet, Violet, and MangleFox70. And so we've built all this to lead to the place. I haven't quite protected it all. And so this is going to be the school, but it's not completed, so I won't show that in this episode till it's completed. And I'm going to show you the hospital first. So over here is the parking lot, which you might have already seen when I was on the road. The city's called Neustadt City, so this is the emergency entrance, do not block. So I'm going to just go through the emergency entrance for the fun of it. Here's the clerk's desk. But sadly, you can't spawn in any mobs of any sort. So I can't put any mob to be the clerk or anything. And this is the surgery room. This isn't the best hospital, but yeah. So now let's go show some more of these. So this is the road leading to my little village. Quite a few people have built in this little village, so it's not just me building, but mostly me, but lots of my friends have also built things. So sign says, welcome to Neustadt City. Road goes down, 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 and it intersects with this building, which I didn't really intend, but so these lead you to the city parking, because you're not allowed to park on the side of the road. This is someone else's house. These are just random chests. Don't know why they're there. And this is the saw store. It has a bunch of saws in which you can, let's put this concrete, you can cut it into different slopes and stairs, things like that, so that's really handy. This can cut letters, so doesn't work. So you can make all kinds of letters. That's how I wrote saw store on the floor and stuff. Now let's show the ice restaurant. So this is the town ice rink. And this is the town restaurant. It's just a simple restaurant, nothing too fancy. Got a little fireplace and some little places and a menu. And then over here, you can claim your own teleporter so you can teleport to the village, where even though it's protected by me, you can still claim the teleporter by right clicking. You write what's the name of the place, so ice restaurant. Probably spent restaurant wrong. Assigned to network. So you can create networks to connect to each other. So I'm just going to do test. Then it's already wrote for me, but usually you have to write your name. So that's just test. And then I'll do the next one. Ice restaurant number 2, Scent Network Test, owned by Mingle Fox 70, and you will be able to connect through both of them. So now, it just depends on whatever network. You can do all kinds of different networks. It'll bring me to the other teleporter. So this one keeps bringing me back and forth. So now those two are both connected to each other. This is just a little nice place on the side, looking out at the little city or a town, whatever you'd like to call it. This is another entrance, and also right here is the offices, which only I can access because I have locked doors. In mind test, iron doors are owned by you, so nobody can break them or use them and stuff like that. So, but in Minecraft, you just have to place buttons and such, so it gives you more privacy. It's just the restaurant offices. Don't know what happened to the chair that was here. And then there's just a series of passageways because I was a bit bored that day, so I just did random stuff. So this is the restaurant offices. Jump down. There's no health here. This is just a random subway thingy that someone built one day. This is the airplane station. So right here is the runway. And then here's the control tower. Let's go up on elevators are a lot the same. So just put the two, but except you have to put them both on top of each other, it won't work. Here's the just airplane. It's not the best airplane, but it's really nice to have. Inside, there's two chairs, and then the anvil, which is meant to be the steering wheel, but I'm not the best at model things like that. So I'm a good builder, but I just can't do things like that. And then this is the staircase into the reservations desk. Right here, there's a desk. There's nice little plants, and then there's different signs that says "See Mingle Fox 70 for I can't speak. You guys know what that says if you can read. I can't say it. So it says Sunday you can travel to Africa, and then it says cities. Saturday Asia, Tuesday USA, Thursday is USA, Tuesday is UK, Friday is China, Monday is Canada, and Wednesday is Australia. And then there's just these waiting benches, a bunch of teleporters. Yamlet and Gary White helped me build that. Now let's go to the grocery store. That's an igloo! Okay, this is a grocery store. So just a bunch of item frames, which you can put items in by right-clicking. Blueberry cheesecake, $5 each, things like that. And then there's my teleporter. And yeah, so that's the grocery store. Now, this is the town hall and city parking. So town hall is just a boring town hall. Nobody really wants to go in. And then look in areas. Wall. I do not know why I did this, and this is a random room. There is no mayor for my town, but I would assume it would be me. And then over here is town parking, bunch of parking spots and some model cars. Then over here we have a few townhouses, which are really quite cozy. You can rent them. This one is rented by Iron Hero. So yeah, that's why Iron Hero has this thing. Don't know what that is. So you guys can come on the server and ask me to rent one of these townhouses. There are two still in progress for renting. Nobody's owned them. So this one says on a sign, Iron Hero's home. So you guys can rent one too. This one isn't as great as the first one. Pretty similar as the bed. I'll force night skip so that you guys aren't having trouble seeing the screen. And the last one I did not build. Someone else built because I gave them the permission. And that one looks pretty similar to the others, but pretty different at the same time. And then let's go to some more things. This says, town parking and town center. Walk to your destination after parked. No parking at the side of the road or you will be towed without notice. So over here it says, stop North Street. So it says, Sherlock Holmes for sale? I did not place that sign. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Sherlock Holmes? And then this is just a graveyard, because every town needs a graveyard, don't know why. Luckily, there hasn't been any death, which is good. Then over here is just a home. What's this say? Mangle Fox 70. Okay. It just says to stop removing stuff from in the house. And this is another room owned by someone. One of my friends called Longestoff 13. It's called Woodhome 2, which is a bit random. But you'll see why it's called Woodhome number 2 in a sec. So this is called Woodhome 1. This bed is owned by Mangle Plushie. This one's Longestaff 13. This one's mine, Mangle Fox 70. And this one is Tots 1524's bed. And then you can claim teleporters. It's just like the one I showed you a couple seconds ago at the restaurant. And you can go to my places, so I just need to quickly. This one is assigned to network town buildings where you can go to the Mangle Grocery, Mangle Airport, Free For All, Ice Rink, Ice Restaurant, Exchange, Saw Store, Exchange, and Cinema. Things like that. This is the Mangle Hotel. Where you can also claim teleporters if you want a room. And then here it says, rent a room and claim one teleporter for quick transportation. Room requests, but no room requests right now. And all the doors are open, not quite sure why. So, room 5 is reserved for Violet. Room 4 is reserved for Yamlet. Room 3 is reserved for Gary White. Room 2 is reserved for Longestaff 13. And room 1 is reserved for Pixel Mangle. But I've only been able to get one room finished because I've got lots of other things to build. This is the kitchen. Christmas tree, which I will take down in a sec because it's not Christmas anymore, sadly. Double bed and a flat screen TV. Fancy bathroom with marble floors. Table. Hot tub, and this is the living room with the TV. So it's a really nice room. Since it's in creative, you can just rent it for free. So ask me and I'll get you a room. So room 1. Here's another place for hotel access. So you can get more teleporters there if you run out. This is the public mine, which goes down deep in the ground, just like in the episode I did before, except with a rope, which I think is a mod. This is my brother's home. It's a TV. This is my teleporter. And someone just joined. Not sure who you are. I'll tell whoever it is that I'm recording. Hello? Be in the fit. So also This Is the World. This is a cinema, but it's not owned by me. So this is someone else's cinema. My friend, Longestaff 13. This, I'm not sure what this is supposed to be. And I'm pretty sure that's most of the village. Up here is some houses from other people, not me. So up here, just a road, a home, and another cinema. And since we pretty much reviewed everything, we can wrap up the video here. If you like what you see, and oh, there's this house, I'll show that in the next episode. If you like what you see, you can join this server, join and play with me, and you can build things in this village too for me to view on my show, which would be great. Thank you for watching and subscribing, and thank you to all the people who have built the things that I've viewed today. And I will be leaving, and I want to say goodbye. So, thank you for subscribing, and it's really unfortunate that nobody was able to come into the video today, but sometimes there just aren't very many people playing, so just gotta wrap it up and say goodbye. Bye, guys.